What the heck is going on in the British Isles? I don't pretend to know what problems there were with having Great Britain inside the European Union. Obviously, some politicians in England were hell-bent to disassociate from the EU for some reason or reasons. I said England because in the referendum that was held, Scotland and Northern Ireland voted to stay, while England and Wales voted to leave. In total, the United Kingdom voted in 2016 to leave the EU by a vote of 52% to 48%, and since that time, the kingdom hasn't exactly been united. What has been termed Brexit has caused the British government all kinds of problems, to the point where Prime Minister Theresa May's administration hangs by a thread after trying desperately in the last 2 years to come up with an exit plan that would satisfy the EU as well as her own parliament. The politicians who oppose her make rousing speeches about how the people want this and the people want that, which always makes me shake my head. In Britain, just like in Canada, it's not the people that are demanding things, but rather politicians. The people are busy leading their daily lives and don't know the little details of Brexit. Politicians who loudly proclaim they are speaking for the people are really saying what it is they want in the ongoing quest for power and control. For the sake of the British people, let's hope things get sorted out. I'm not sure if being a member of the EU was good or bad for Great Britain's economy through all the years of membership. I guess it would depend on who you talk to. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.